Welcome. Today, we are focusing on a strategic aspect of industrial safety, rupture disc maintenance and inspection. Why is this so critical for plant safety?
Rupture disc maintenance is not a secondary task, but a strategic element in industrial safety management. A disc that appears intact may already have lost intervention accuracy due to corrosion, fatigue, or microdeformation. Consequently, scheduling periodic inspections and planned replacements reduces the risk of unexpected downtime, incidents, and legal liability. Before looking at the procedures, here are the key takeaways. Proper rupture disc maintenance is essential to ensure reliable burst pressure over time. Inspections must be visual, documented, and integrated into scheduled plant shutdowns. After any activation or removal, the disc must be immediately restored to avoid unprotected systems.
Since it's a passive safety device with no moving parts, why does a rupture disc require such close attention for operational continuity?
A rupture disc has no moving parts, requires no external energy, and does not operate until it is needed. And that is precisely the point. Because it remains inactive for long periods, it may deteriorate without visible warning signs. Chemical corrosion, vibration, thermal cycles, and repeated partial overpressure events generate mechanical stress. This can lead to altered burst pressure, or in the worst case, premature opening or failure to operate. For a process manager, this means invisible operational risk. For a technical manager, it means direct responsibility for system safety. In chemical, oil and gas, pharmaceutical, or food processing plants, even a single compromised disc can cause sudden shutdowns, downstream equipment damage, and production losses that far exceed the cost of scheduled maintenance.
Let's talk about operational guidelines. What are the best practices for periodic visual inspections?
Effective management requires structured, documented procedures. For periodic visual inspections, you must systematically verify several elements that could compromise device reliability. First, look for signs of surface or pitting corrosion, particularly near the dome and clamping areas where stress concentrates. Second, check for dome deformation, even minimal, which may indicate previous partial overpressure or material fatigue. Third, look for the presence of residues, scaling, or deposits that could affect pressure response. Finally, ensure proper tightening of the disc holder, verifying that torque values comply with manufacturer specifications. Beyond direct visual observation, it is advisable to check gasket integrity, absence of leakage, and correct alignment. Each inspection should be documented with photographic reports, signed technical checklists, and date registration in the maintenance system. This traceability helps identify recurring patterns and support internal audits.
Moving on to scheduled replacement, many manufacturers suggest a yearly swap. Why is a preventative approach so vital here?
Many manufacturers recommend replacement at least annually or during every scheduled plant shutdown because material fatigue is cumulative. Even without bursting, repeated pressure cycles progressively reduce the nominal reliability of the disc, altering the elastic characteristics of the membrane. Each microstress contributes to invisible degradation that may result in a burst pressure no longer perfectly aligned with design parameters. In environments with significant temperature fluctuations, aggressive media, or constant vibration, this process accelerates. Scheduled replacement eliminates uncertainty linked to component aging and maintains consistent protection levels. For management, it transforms an unpredictable potential cost into a planned and controlled investment.
What happens immediately after an activation? Why is prompt restoration so critical?
After any activation or removal for inspection, the disc must be reinstalled or replaced without delay. Once the device is removed or has performed its function, the system loses one of its primary overpressure protection barriers. Leaving a line without a rupture disc effectively removes a primary safety layer defined during design and often required by technical regulations and HAZOP analyses. In high-pressure or hazardous fluid environments, even a few hours significantly increase exposure to risk. It is therefore essential to keep compliant spare disks in stock, define clear reinstallation procedures, and ensure restoration is recorded in the maintenance system.
How do corrosion issues and material compatibility factor into this maintenance workflow?
Selecting the correct material is crucial, but periodic verification of compatibility with the process fluid is equally important. Aggressive atmospheres, acidic condensates, or corrosive vapors may compromise standard stainless steel disks. In such cases, special alloys or protective linings represent preventative measures that directly impact service life and must be monitored during routine checks.
How should a company integrate these technical steps into their broader safety management system?
Rupture disk maintenance should be fully integrated into the company HSE system and predictive maintenance strategy. This includes serial traceability of each installed disk, recording installation and replacement dates, monitoring operating conditions, and periodic verification of nominal burst pressure against process parameters. Integrating these data into management systems enables predictive analysis, transforming a passive component into a monitored asset.
In conclusion, how does this structured approach help in minimizing unplanned downtime and protecting corporate value?
The real objective is protecting production continuity. An unplanned shutdown involves direct repair costs, loss of production, potential regulatory penalties, and reputational impact. A structured maintenance approach anticipates critical issues, schedules interventions during low-impact periods, and integrates overpressure protection into the broader business continuity strategy. At Donadon SDD, we support engineers and technical managers in application analysis, evaluating the entire operational context. Ultimately, rupture disk maintenance is a tangible lever for industrial risk management and corporate value protection.